It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Grain markets have seen some pretty good strength here the last couple of weeks as the second week of August brought some pretty good gains to the market. And so far, the third week has seen some good gains. We'll talk about the market performance after this break.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, we saw some pretty good strength for the grain markets during the second week of August, with wheat leading the charge. Primarily Kansas City wheat was the biggest market that saw the strength, a lot of it due to concerns about exports coming out of the Black Sea region. Reports have exports for Russia severely decreasing out of the Black Sea because of a majority of their ports being attacked and having infrastructure issues. Right now, the estimate has 90% of Russia's exports out of the Black Sea have halted, which amounts to close to 40 to 50% of their wheat exports. That's helped to support the Kansas City wheat market. As far as this week so far, we've seen some pretty good strength in the corn and the soybeans, mainly because of adversity being found in the Pro Farmer Tour. As they crisscross the U.S., they're finding, drought concerns as far as the western Corn Belt is concerned, and wet, soggy conditions as far as the eastern Corn Belt is concerned, both lowering potential yield for corn and soybeans. Now, the tour doesn't always hit the yields exactly perfect, but it does show that there is a little bit of issues out there in the corn and soybean production region that hasn't been picked up by crop condition ratings or by NDVI, which is somewhat typical when you start looking at pollination and drowned out as the bigger reasons for issues with production. Pro Farmer Tour wraps up here this week. We'll get a good look at what they think is going to happen as far as Corn Belt production. But right now, the markets are testing contract highs, especially in corn and soybeans, mainly because of concerns about the potential production for 2026.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.